This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. U.S. Senator John Hickenlooper wants to end no-bid auctions for federal oil and gas leases. As CPR Sam Bresch reports, the Colorado Democrat is pushing new legislation to end the practice.
At its core, the process is meant to encourage drilling. Here's how it works. The U.S. Bureau of Land Management holds auctions for companies that want to tap oil and gas on federal land, but parcels that receive no bids are later offered at rock-bottom prices. Aaron Weiss is with the Center for Western Priorities, an advocacy group backing the legislation.
This bill would end that non-competitive leasing process entirely. It doesn't end the leasing process, but it says that if you want to lease acres, you have to bid competitively at auction.
Weiss says the bill has broad support among Democrats who could try to pass it without Republicans. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
Scientists are on the hunt for water that feeds the iconic Hanging Lake above Glenwood Canyon. Fire and mudslides have threatened the lake this past year. Hydrologist Tom Ailey is leading the effort.
The lake is fed by springs. The springs get their water from areas that were burned. Right now, we don't know where that recharge area is. And the recharge area for a spring is the land area that contributes water to that spring.
Researchers are using a new specialized dye to see what kind of impact the fire has had on the water to make sure Hanging Lake's pristine blue hues are preserved. This is CPR and KRCC. Grand Junction is at 59 degrees. The high today will be 69, and a lot of rain is expected throughout the entire day and into the evening. Denver is at 60 with a high of 78.